Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
13 years ago, I, along with thousands of other runners, hit the streets of Houston for Marathon Weekend. It's a rush unlike any other, seeing so many Houstonians lining the streets, rooting you on to finish the marathon or half marathon. This Sunday, over 30,000 runners will once again look to accomplish their running goals at the Chevron Houston Marathon. Race director Carly Caulfield joins me to explain how this marathon has become a marquee event for the city and how you don't have to be running on Sunday to get involved. It's Thursday, January 11th, 2024. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Carly, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you?
Good morning, Rahil. I'm doing great. It is race week. Here we are.
I know. Before we jump into everything marathon, I have to ask you, how many marathons or half marathons have you run?
Oh, Rahil, I don't want to disappoint you, but I'm actually not a runner. I have done a couple of halves and some 5Ks, but I walk with my dogs every day. And otherwise, I just focus on producing a great event for the runners of Houston.
That's actually a good thing, right? Because if you were an avid runner, like where you have to run the marathon every single year, it would be hard since you're so busy on race day.
Yeah, I get asked that a lot. Do you run the marathon? And no, I'm working that day. But I have a lot of family and friends that run. So I'm living vicariously through them.
That is so awesome. All right, so the Chevron Houston Marathon is a staple now in the Houston events calendar. It's almost like the year started, everyone's hyped up, and then we can start getting into the spring. But this marks the start, right? How did it get so big and how did it all start, Carly?
Gosh, so we started in 1972, and I think it was around 175 runners around Memorial Park, multiple loops around Memorial Park. And that was kind of the start of the running boom across the nation. So that Bill Rogers and his book, and it has just grown every year since then. And here we are. And I would add that we're not just a staple in the Houston running community, but that we really are a staple in the national running scene. So we are the premier winter marathon for elite athletes and people from all across the country and internationally.
Wow. See, I didn't know that it was like one of those national staples, right? Because you think of Chicago, Boston, New York, but Houston is just as important. It starts the year off.
It really is. We're at a great place in the calendar for elite athletes. So you've got New York that happens in November. You've got Boston that happens in April. But if you want a really great winter race, we are the place to run, and we are the place to run fast. We're a gold labeled event, both the marathon and the half. We are gold labeled by World Athletics, which is a pretty prestigious thing for us to achieve. And we have really, really great deep elite fields here every year, including this year.
Oh, that is awesome. And beyond just the elite field, there are thousands of runners, right? Like, how many runners will be participating this Sunday across the Chevron Houston Marathon, the Aramco Half Marathon, the 5K? How many people are going to be out there?
So we'll have about 33,000 across race weekend. We'll see 27,000 of those on Sunday alone. So that's our marathon and our half. And then we have sold out the 5K at 6,500 runners for that event, which is really big for a 5K. And we're really, really proud of that number.
Wow. Over 33,000 runners are going to be running the streets of Houston. That is incredible. Now, has this number gone up or down in the last few years? Because obviously everyone's coming off of the pandemic and things changed a little bit. How are the numbers looking compared to the last few years?
They're looking great. We did have a hiccup like the rest of the world when we had to go virtual in 2021. But since then, our numbers have really rebounded, and we are so excited to have such a large field this year and to be able to host so many Houstonians.
Man, that is incredible. And You know, one of my favorite things is watching the coverage of the marathon, right? And you wake up and you start watching it. And then 2 hours later, like, people are finishing the marathon. The elite runners are like, okay, we're done. It's so incredible to watch. I ran the half marathon, as I mentioned in the intro. This was, you know, almost 13 years ago. So I was in really good shape. I actually didn't even train. I know you're not supposed to say that. But I just went out there and it took me, you know, 2 hours and a few minutes to do the half marathon. And I'm always proud of that. It's a cool thing. But then when you compare it to the elite of the elite runners, like these great marathoners, and they finish a marathon in that time, it's mind blowing.
Well, Raheel, first I want to ask, why haven't you been back? We want you back.
I always say I'm going to do it. But to be honest with you, it was like that half marathon, I got bored just running, right? Like, I play basketball, flag football, those sports. It's not for me. Like, I appreciate it. I come out and support it. But for me, it's just, I got kind of bored. I was like, all right. I did it. It was my bucket list. I just don't have the interest to do it again. But I love seeing others do it.
Sure. And for some people, it is a bucket list item, right? They just want to one and done. They want to cross it off the list. I will say that since you ran 13 years ago, we have debuted a new course. It highlights some great parts of the city of Houston. We have tons of spectators out there. So think about it. Don't have to put it back on the bucket list, but we'd love to have you.
That would be awesome. Now, one of my favorite memories from this was just all the volunteers, right, that start on Friday through Sunday. There's so many volunteers that are helping out. How many volunteers are out there helping you organize this?
So for race weekend, we'll have about 7,000 people that come out to actually serve the water, give you your t-shirt at the finish line. We have 700 medical volunteers that are there to help make sure that you're safe. But yeah, 7,000 people that are helping from the minute that you pick up your packet until the time that you leave George R. Brown on race day.
Oh my gosh, that is incredible. See that many Houstonians just gather and help out for such a fun event.
Raheel, it's one of my favorite parts of the race. Actually, maybe I shouldn't say this, but there have been a few times when we've been short on volunteers somewhere and I got to just jump in and like pour cups of water or hand out t-shirts or something else. And it is the best feeling in the world. The runners are so appreciative. And they tell you that thank you so much for volunteering. I just think it's an amazing testament to the city of Houston that we are willing to support each other. We are willing to support these community events. And I just can't tell you how much it means to the runners.
Now, can listeners still register to volunteer? Is there an opportunity?
Absolutely. We still need volunteers, but I would say our registration closes tonight. So if you want to come out, it is an amazing experience. But go to our website, houstonmarathon.com, click on Get Involved, and you can register at that link. But you got to do it by tonight.
Nice. So get it done, listeners, and be part of this. It is so much fun. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone, and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now, an event this big that takes up this many days, obviously there's an impact to the Houston community, but do we know just how big of an impact there is when it comes to the economy?
We do. So we have over $50 million in economic impact every single year. And I think that's really important. So I think the College Football Playoff just came out and said that they were around $200 million for their event. Their event comes here occasionally, right? We are here every single year. So while a Super Bowl or a Final Four or a CFP might be a home run, we are hitting a single for the city of Houston every single year. And Raheel, there's one other point I want to make. I think we focus a lot on economic impact numbers and the dollar amounts. What I think we really should be focusing on is how much good we do for the city of Houston. So if we had a health impact, right, how much healthier are we? How much more productive are we? How much happier are we? What is our mental health in the city? Those numbers, I don't have a quantity for you, but I can tell you those numbers are huge. And I think those numbers are even more important.
That was actually going to be my follow-up, is because, as I mentioned, like, you know, being involved in it, I still like running, by the way. And you can see, you know, about 3 months out, everyone starts really ramping up for the Houston Marathon, right? So you see the impact of people at Memorial Park running, you see it around the city. This isn't even taking into account, like, you got to buy new shoes, everybody gets beers afterwards, right? You're meeting up at restaurants. And there really is a cool community that has this year-long impact, not only economically, but mentally, physically as well.
We are a better city for having people come out and run. And not only is it the runners, but we also support after-school running programs through our Houston Marathon Foundation. This year, we have over 750 students. It's the most that we've ever had. And we are supporting health and fitness and a healthy lifestyle and helping these kids at underprivileged schools to get these experiences that they may not otherwise have. And it's not just about coming out to run the event. We support them with coaching, shoes, gear, and then to cap that all off, they get to come out to the event and run with us. I just think it's such an amazing experience that really, really helps our school kids. It's one of the coolest things that we see on race weekend.
That is so cool that you're giving back year-round as well. And I know there's other groups out there like Team Catapult, and they're helping physically challenged individuals train for the marathon. They'll run with them side by side. It's so cool to see. And there's just so many great stories that come from this weekend and the marathon in general. Now, I do have to ask you this, okay? All this great stuff. I know on race day, there are some people out there, and I'm guilty of this sometimes too. When the roads are closed on Marathon Sunday, they get upset. What kind of feedback do you get, like negative feedback on race day?
Raheel, you'd be surprised. we actually get fairly few comments with complaints. I think a lot of our communities are really used to us coming through. We also try to do immense messaging before. So we put out road signs a week in advance. They're out right now. So we've got 11 of them around town that says, hey, the marathon's coming Sunday, expect delays, check our website. And I would point all of your listeners to our website, houstonmarathon.com. We have a page of street closures, and it's listed by neighborhood. So if you live in Washington Corridor, if you live in Rice Military, if you live, you know, West University, we have specific driving directions just for you, to show how you can get in and out of your neighborhood really easily. So please use that resource. We developed it so that we could be really great neighbors, and check it out. Help you get to church or your other activities faster.
Yeah, and it's one Sunday, so stop complaining, all right, for those who are out there. It's okay. It's not a big deal. One of the cool things about Marathon Weekend is that you don't have to be a runner to get involved. And I didn't know this before I ran the half marathon. There's this awesome health and fitness expo at the George R. Brown Convention Center before the race. And of course, you got the party afterwards as well. But there are these really cool events that go on throughout the weekend that you can just come out and support and be a part of.
Absolutely. Yep. We have a great health and fitness expo, over 50,000 attendees over 2 days, tons of health and fitness exhibitors. It is free to come. We'd love to have you. We also have a party on the plaza. It's just in front of the George R. Brown. That's on Friday night. We have a great band. We've got some cool giveaways, lots of places to take fun pictures for Instagram or wherever you might be posting. This year, we're also demonstrating a jetpack. So this is something I've never personally seen, but in coordination with Brooks, we have a jetpack that's going to come out on Discovery Green, doing one demonstration on Friday and another on Saturday. So yeah, just other cool, fun things to do.
Like a Rocket Man jetpack?
Yes, like a Rocket Man.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's exciting for us. Again, that'll take place in our Run Fest in Discovery Green Park. We've got one demonstration, one on Friday and one on Saturday. I also just want to say, Raheel, I meant to say it earlier, but man, it is right after the new year. If you have made a New Year's resolution and you want to get inspired to get off the couch and go out and be active, or whatever your resolution may have been, if you want to get inspired, this is the day. Come out, see your neighbors, see this community, come together to put together this amazing event. I think it's the best thing you could do to boost your New Year's resolution.
I'm with you. It is so much fun to root on the runners, and that, let's talk about that. Where can listeners line up? Like, where are the best places? And I know there's themes around certain spots as well. Where can they get all this information about where to line up and root on the runners?
Yeah. So if you go to our website, HoustonMarathon.com, and you go to where to watch, we have a list of some of our more fun hoopla stations. So we've got an Elvis impersonator. We have belly dancers that have been a staple of the marathon course for many, many years. We've got some iconic Houston locations like Meekum Fountain for the half marathon or the Memorial Tunnels on the marathon route. So you can go and take a look at where you'd like to cheer from. But honestly, anywhere the route touches, those runners will be so grateful to have you out there and will appreciate your presence and you just cheering them on.
Yeah, I love lining up towards the half marathon, like miles 10 to 13, because that's when you need that final push. Like, okay, dig deep. And those words really do help when you're running. And my wife ran the marathon before as well. And, you know, just like being there for her for the final few miles as well, it's so much fun to root them on and just like yell something at them like, come on, you got this. And it does help.
And those last miles along Allen Parkway, we get tons of spectators. It is so thick with spectators. It is a rockin' party. So absolutely, you can come out to Allen Parkway or anywhere else that's convenient for you.
All right. So any listener that wants to run the marathon next year, they're inspired because it's too late to run it this year. When does registration open up? What should they be looking out for?
Yep. Registration actually opens on race day in the afternoon. So if you got inspired, you can go to our website, race day at 4 p.m. Get signed up, get that on your calendar, get some motivation to start training. It is too late for this year. We sold out in December, so we usually sell out before the race, but we would love to have you for next year. Marathon, half, 5K, you can sign up for all of it, race day at our website.
I love it. Carly, awesome stuff. Good luck this weekend. It's going to be a blast. The weather should be nice and cold, so no cramping hopefully this year. And good luck to all the runners out there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Raheel.
That was Carly Caulfield. You can find all of the info for this weekend in our show notes. And if you are running the marathon or half marathon or the 5K, good luck.